Father, we thank you for opening this Money Comes Conference. We need the supernatural. We need the Holy Spirit. We need to give Jesus all the glory ahead of time for what will transpire in these three sections. We thank you for the hosting church. We bless them as they, I know they're gathered together with us. We have thousands of people tune in to this broadcast. I recognize that. But we want you to get the glory, but we also want to help your people and lift them up that they can recognize how much you love them. So guide us in our thoughts, guide us in our words, guide us in our attitude, that we can yield to a fresh anointing tonight, a fresh anointing be upon this meeting. All things that transpire, we're careful to give you the glory. And we praise your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. This conference, as Leroy Jr. said, is supposed to be in Richmond, Virginia. We're there by the Spirit. And we're thankful for Bishop Dan and his wife and his children and his church, Mount Gilead. Now, the presentation at the end of this, I will show you of a gift they sent to me, or brought to me, and I flew in and brought it to me. And then I have $116,000 from their ministry, $80,000, $8,000, $18,000, $2,000, $25,000 from the bishop himself. He's the same young man I told you, out of debt, home paid for, ministry paid for, everything paid for, and that's how he did it, by sowing. Yes, secondly, I have a young, well, I had a young lawyer call me and say he needed to see me, and he wanted to bring a $2,000 check, and I received it from a young lawyer. Now, what I'm thankful about, I'm going to tell you about a businessman who came today, but what I'm thankful about, that I have evidence about this money coming, has evidence. I'm thankful that this pastor is able to sow a portion of $25,000. Pastor. Yes, sir. And then his church, some $100,000. And he probably sold millions of dollars in my ministry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I'm thankful for that. And his people are prospering from that. Now, this businessman called me and said he need to see me. He's one of my members. We talked, we sat and talked. Then he says, I got some checks I want to sow into your ministry. I said, okay. He said, now he told me, sow them at your feet. I said, okay. And he sold $10,000 seed check. And then he sold a $16,725 tithe check. And then he pulled out another check, $60,000. So that's $87,000 the businessman sold.
Yes, sir.
So I'm just wanting to show you all that this evidence of what I'm going to teach tonight. I'll probably talk about upward sowing tomorrow and make it clear to you why it's so important that you understand that there are some things that you have to do, even though what I'm going to tell you tonight, it is an indication, but it will not happen automatic. Okay, so we need to look at these things tonight, and it's going to be a powerful impartation. I want you to think about this as I begin to impart this to you. Money cometh, prophetic mantle and mark of prosperity. Money cometh, prophetic mantle. And M-A-R-K of prosperity. Before I turn to text, I want to read two things to you that the Lord spoke to me. There are those who make fun at this message, hustling every day to survive.
Yes, sir.
Father sent them a word, a prophetic word, to change their finances, and they make fun at it. Not knowing when God truly have spoken in the earth realm out of heaven, Whatever he says cannot be stopped by man nor beast. So there's a remnant, one man said, 97, 3 out of 100 get it. 97 just casually listen at it and play around, but they never put their foot to the pedal to really get it. And that it says, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And then I'll give you a text in a minute. I want to read something else to you that the Lord spoke to me about this. Now, that mantle is a mantle and your mark for prosperity. Now, I want you to write this down. What happens when God mock you with prosperity? Now, let me deal with the religious people. Now, no matter what religious people teaches, all of God's children are marked for prosperity.
Yes, sir.
God has no poor desire for his children. Now, stop that up. Listen to that. Say it now. I'm marked for prosperity.
I'm marked for prosperity.
All right. Now, you notice that. Now, let's turn to the 37th chapter of Genesis. Money cometh prophetically, prophetic mantle and mark of prosperity. Now, let me fumble some tonight because there's a place I won't hit in the spirit. You make fun at the message, but you can't make fun at the evidence. Dreams and visions. Dreams, vision, dominion, and reigning will take revelation and manifestation of God's prosperity. So in the 37th chapter of Genesis, we read about this young man who God marked with prosperity, marked it through a dream. And you're going to find haters.
Yes, sir.
Whenever you start walking in the plan of God, God start blessing you, you're always going to run up on haters.
Yes,
they're going to start in your family.
Yes,
they're waiting for you to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. They're waiting for you to fail. In the 37th chapter of Genesis, first version, Jacob dwelt in a land where his father was a stranger in the land of Canaan. These are the generation of Jacob. He was called his name. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding a flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the son of Barah and with the son of Zippah and his father's wife. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now, Israel loved Joseph more than all his children verse 3, because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a coat of many colors. That coat marked him. I preached on it one time. He's marked with that coat. But you know, when that woman come after him, you let that coat go. Character is better than your coat.
Yes,
sir. Right. Yes, sir.
Oh, right.
That's good.
Yeah, yes, see, let the coat go. See, your character is important, all right? Now, he says in the 4th verse, when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. Now, notice verse 5. I'll start giving you principles and points in a few minutes. Notice verse 5. And Joseph dreamed a dream. He told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, "Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and stood upright, and behold, your sheaf stood around about and made a beason to my sheaf." And his brother said to him, "Shaddai indeed reign over us? Or Shaddai indeed have dominion over us?" And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his word. And he dreamed yet another dream and told it to his brethren and said, "Behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made a beastion to me." He told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said to him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I, I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth? Now notice this next verse now, because he says it here. And his brother, now he has envy. See, we have had hate. Now he has envy. Now if you can't handle envy and you can't handle hate, turn your TV off. And y'all get on out of here, because you can't, because you're going to walk in prosperity, you're going to have some envy and you're going to have some hate.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Because of their failure, mm-hmm. Not because of your success.
Uh-huh.
One time a man told me, he says, man is not mad about the kind of house you built. He's mad about his house. He sees your house and go to his house and get plumb mad.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he made mad with himself. Because he could have had the same kind. And his brother envied him, but his father now observed the saying. His father still knew there was something there. Now turn to the 39th chapter. Turn to the 39th chapter. Then we'll start going through some things. 39th chapter. I want you to see when you mark with prosperity, what go to happening when you mark. A lot of things go to happen when you mark with prosperity. When you mark with that mantle, a lot of things start happening. And I think this boy here is one of the best one I could pull out to begin to minister this marking in this mantle. I'm expecting for the Holy Ghost to fall in this meeting, and I'm going slow. You'll notice that, but I feel a touching already because this is a different meeting. This meeting, there will be more maturity. This meeting, not just emotion, but permitting the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Permitting the hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Permitting the hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Permitting the Holy Spirit to do what He want to do in you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Yes, yeah. So in plan, you already marked for prosperity. It's yours already. You're going to come up against some things. See, prosperity is a journey. I've made a long journey in prosperity, still going, but it's a journey. And you have to learn how to deal with some things and deal with some people on that journey. And some people are going to let you down. And I've had a lot of people around me, but they're around me for something else. And so in the journey, you drop them off.
Right.
For you. That's why Lot couldn't go no further. He was blessed, but he couldn't go no further because the blessing was about to get bigger. But his heart wasn't ready for it. So when they dropped him off, after they dropped Lot off, he said, and God spoke to Abraham, some new dimension and new destiny. So along your journey, some people gonna have to be dropped off.
Yes, sir.
Don't get upset with them. They just couldn't make it. You see what I'm saying? Don't be angry with them. Don't talk bad about them. They just couldn't make it because they wasn't putting in what it took to make it. Oh, my goodness. Now, between this 37th chapter and the 39th chapter, his brothers sold him. They were planning on killing him, Joseph. That's how jealous they are. But they sold him. But just like the men who led Jesus to the cross, to crucify him, they were working within the divine plan of God. They were going to be evil anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So God just let them go ahead on and carry it out so he can get Joseph where he wanted to get him.
Yes, sir.
See, just like it's almost an illustration to Jesus going to the cross.
Mm-hmm.
They turned their back on him, but God had something planned.
Yes, sir.
Just let them think they're doing their thing.
Yes, sir.
When somebody mess with you, you just think they're doing their thing. Long as you align up with God, they can't touch you.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now watch what type of happening take place when you have this mark on you and you know it. You had a vision, you had a dream, you just had a mark on him. Chapter 39. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard of Egypt, of the Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Israelite, which had brought him down thither. Uh-huh. Sounds sad, don't it? Now, watch what happened when you mark for prosperity. The second verse, watch what happened. He's a slave. He's sold by his brother, his family. And the Lord was with Joseph. Verse 2. What did he say? And he was what?
A prosperous man.
That don't add up. How he's a prosperous man? He's a slave.
Yes, sir.
No, he's already marked. See, the things you're going through now, you mark, that does, the mark can't be erased.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you hold your peace and don't let those who dropped off get you upset,
yeah.
Just keep walking.
Yes, sir.
You see, you're prosperous before you see it.
Yes, sir.
See, you got to be prosperous right here, right now, while you listen to me.
Yes, sir.
You got to. I am prosperous.
I am prosperous.
See.
Yes,
see,
sir.
See, you can't go to counting how much you owe or how much you have. You got a mark on you. And see, money coming came to prophetically unfold that mark of prosperity on you. And we're talking about financial prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. See, now in the natural, he's not prosperous. Mm-hmm. According to science, he's not prosperous, but in the spirit realm, he is prosperous. See, your faith has to lock in with your prosperity before you have any manifestation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. You mean the master saw that the Lord was with the slave, and that the Lord made, listen, look at verse 3, and that the Lord made all that he did prosper in his hand.
Yes, sir.
Now, I have tasted the life of Joseph personally.
Yes, sir.
Tasting it every day. See, men think they can hold you down, but God lift you up. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, verse 4, and he made him oversee over his house and all that he had. He put it into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him oversee in his house and over all that he had, so he got that mark on him.
Yes.
That the Lord blessed the Egyptian house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught that he had, said the bread which he did eat, and Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. And then that woman come, and she come, and she grabbed at him. And that's why a lot of men fall. That's why they never make it to their full prosperity, because they let some woman grab them. You can't let that happen. I say you can't let that happen. And you see, you say amen or oh me, but it's the truth anyway.
Amen.
All right. All right. All right. Now, in the fact that God had marked you with prosperity, you would not prosper automatically. You must know how to arrive in the manifestation of this divine position. You must know how to arrive. Let's look at one or two verses that will help you arrive. Very familiar verses, but I think I need to go to them. Well, let me... about Joseph here. I got to say a few things about Joseph that I think need to be said that will help us as we go. I had supposed to read that letter. I'll read it later. But there's a few things I had about Joseph. I got a Dan $25,000 check as a marker for that. I want to give you some kingdom dynamic before I take you to steps you got to take on Joseph. Lesson from dreamers, for dreamers from the life of Joseph. Prophetic dreams and vision is powerful. Joseph held to the dream or to the vision God gave him for his life. He went to deal with that woman, he went to prison, but he held that vision. It kept him through everything he experienced. Listen to some of the things that happened to him. He will restrain from sin, redeem from sorrow, and restore to honor by holding on to the dream from God. Yes, got it?
Yes.
Because there's some difficult, see, when you're navigating on this prosperity journey, there are some different things you're going to run up into. Those things are to exercise you that when you do arrive, you know how to handle it. And you'll know who brought you. Once you know, Jesus knew he didn't make it by himself on that cross. He knew he didn't make it by himself. You see, because he was the Son of God, he became a man, he needed the Father. He knew he didn't come through that by himself.
Yes, sir.
And so you have to know some things. There are some things you have to learn. And people flunk the test. That's why they don't go no further. They flunk the test. They go buy a house before they're ready. They go buy a car before they're ready. They go buy expensive clothes before they're ready. I wore that black suit for many years.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, I borrowed some suit. But now I can have the tailor shop.
Yes, sir.
See, but you got to do it. You got to do it step by step. Now, I'm going to give you 5 guidelines to protect your prosperity like Joseph did. And I'll give you the scripture for it, but I'm not going over all the scriptures. I've got to get back. Number one, we need to receive God's promise with childlike faith. You don't need to be no adult yet now. Childlike faith. Because the reason you need to be like a child, there's some twists and turns you're going to have to make, and you stubborn self, you ain't going to do it. Because, you know, you went to college and you went to ninth grade and all that stuff. And you're going, so you got a suggestion for God. A child ain't got no suggestions. Lady said to the boy, he said, what do you want? He said, you ain't got no want. Shut up. This is what I want you to do. And that's where God needs you to be in order for you to get where you're going. But that's Genesis 37, 5 through 10. We need to receive God's promise with childlike faith. All right, the next point is we need to make the best of bad situation. See, on your journey, you're going to have some bad, boy, but Carol and I can tell you something. But they never was bad because we stayed glad.
Yes, sir.
Because we know who told us go, so we just kept going, you see?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And then the third one is you need to stand with integrity in trials and temptation. You see, a lot of people fail that. I didn't give you the scripture for number 2, did I? Genesis 39, 4 and 21. For number 3, we need to stand with integrity in trial and temptation. That's Genesis 39 and 9. 2 more, and then I'm going to give you some prayers. We need to walk in humility before God and man. He did that. Genesis 41, 14 to 57. That's when he rise to the top. Head man, in dominion. Everybody had to answer to him. Married the big man's daughter. I mean, come out of jail. I tell you, God will lift you up. God will lift you up.
Yes, sir.
That's Genesis, all right. In number 5, we need to see everything in light from God's perspective. We need to see everything in life from God's perspective. At Genesis 45, 7 through 50. Let me see, look at the 20th verse, all right. Now, you have to know how to wear the mark of prosperity where you are. And see, now people think it's clothes. They think it's a certain kind of ring or something, you know what I'm saying? No, you wear it with dignity where you are.
Yes, sir.
And don't let somebody else gauge you whether you prosper or not. You have to know, see, this mark is made within. And see, if you're trying to wear something on the outside that functions from within, you're going to stumble and fumble. You see, you have to have the revelation and the reality of it that I'm wearing the mantle and mark of prosperity right now.
Right.
But you have to have it from within. It's not based on the dress you're wearing.
Right.
Because them dresses done fool a whole lot of folk.
Yes,
suits them fool a whole lot of folk. Yes, them cars they bought on Craig fool a lot of folk. I know men right now and women can't sow because they done bought too much. The seed, they owe their seed.
Yes, sir.
You can't sow an old seed. Mm-hmm. Let's start here. Let's start with one of my favorite scriptures, knowing how to wear the mark of prosperity and the mantle of prosperity, prophetic money coming to me now. Say it, money coming to me now.
Money coming to me now.
I'm talking about financial prosperity. See, people want me to preach something else. I can't preach nothing else. Not in these conferences, because the Lord sent me with this word for the body of Christ. There's you said the 97 out of 100 not gonna receive it. On that remnant.
Yes, sir.
So Joshua 1:8 is a setup to teach you how to wear the mark of prosperity. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, the Spirit of God started coming on me early, and I kind of got out a little bit, thank God, because I'd be gone in a few minutes where that thing was moving, man, where the Holy Ghost was moving. Joshua 1:8, this book of the law. Shall not depart out of thy mouth. I want you to underline mouth. Yeah, you got to talk prosper. Not in a bragging, not to the wrong people, but you have to talk prosper in the aspect that you are prosper. And it doesn't matter what position you're in now. Oh, hallelujah.
That's right.
Yeah, see, when you talk prosperous, a prosperity consciousness going to begin to flow in your soul. And they're going to begin to rearrange things for you to get you in a position where God wants you to be from the inside. In other words, Satan and nobody outside not going to know when you make your move. Y'all could have said amen.
Amen. Yes,
see, on the outside, everybody know where you're going. So when you buy that little car and buy that little house, you ain't ready for it. You just going to struggle, trying to be big, struggle. Got the air conditioner cut way back, no air blowing. You're up in there sweating because you ain't got no money and trying to be a show.
Yes,
so let me tell you, it's from the inside. You wear this from the inside. I like that's good news, Lord. You got to wear prosperity from the inside.
Yes, sir.
See, didn't the Bible say out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking?
Yes, sir.
See, that abundance must be on the inside.
Yes.
So as we look at this book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth. You have to talk prosperity, but you can't talk prosperity until the next step. Watch this. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. See, meditation corrects your mouth.
Yes, sir.
See, meditation, you're spending time with God and you're going to stop saying all these little silly things, lying about how much money you got. I'm sitting at the table with a man and you know, I was just talking to my son. Then the man started talking about what he had. Every time he opened his mouth, I heard the word debt. I'm talking debt free.
Yes, sir.
See? Yeah, I'm talking that, and he kept running his mouth, trying to show all. Now, you probably still broke. You got stuff, but he ain't got no money.
Yes, sir.
If you would have listened to me, mm-hmm. I was the man talking. I'm the one who was carrying the mantle.
Yes, sir.
He won't carry the mantle with me. And God didn't tell him to carry. Mm-hmm. I was talking to a man in a hotel. I had some of my sons at the table with me. This happened here, what I've told you now, in a hotel. And I was talking about, they asked me about my jet, and I told them about the jet at that time I had, you know, and the jet was paid for.
Yes.
One of my jets, it was paid for.
Yes, sir.
You know what I say? One of my jets.
Yes, sir.
It was paid for. And he kept talking, and the Holy Ghost told me, he said, they didn't hear it. Shut up! Don't you know that's a competitive spirit over there on the other side of that table? Shut up! So I closed the conversation. I didn't say no more. And he went on talking. But he was just bragging on something he didn't have.
Yes, sir.
So when you know it from the inside, this book of the law should not depart from thy mouth. Look, but thou shalt meditate day and night. Now, look at the other M, that thou mayest. Mm-hmm. to underline the M, now, mouth, meditate, maze. See, you're not going to be able to observe without meditation. It has to be from the inside. Because somebody on the outside is going to talk you out of it. Somebody going to come along with a set of scriptures that have kept them broke and read them to you. See, you got to know for yourself. You got to know, as the old minister said, knowing your know.
Yes, sir. Yes,
when you meditate, that word go to spread it in your heart, spread it in your mind. Mm-hmm. See, and then when you have it for yourself, nobody can take it from you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. This is the most powerful voice. To do according to all that's written therein. Mm-hmm. Whoa, look at the last statement. Oh. Now, you know what that last statement is saying? God is saying, I'm not going to do another doggone thing for you. I've done all I can do. You're going to be praying for me to get this, get that. I've already done that.
Yep.
You meditate my word and hear my instruction.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Now this is going to blow your mind. You can't pray yourself in prosperity.
That's right.
What, Reverend? That's why y'all, most of y'all haven't arrived now. You're praying and vexing God all day for something you already have done. You're praying 9 hours in tongue and you're still broke. What? You can't pray for no prosperity.
Come on, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on.
You can't pray for God to do something he has already done.
That's right.
You mark the prosper. You don't listen to them religious folk who fight against prosperity and tell you somebody's better to be poor. God, Jesus said the poor gonna be with you always. And the man in Washington, D.C., he walked, snoring, he walked down there, see all them people under the bridge. So he caught him a taxi. He got in a taxi and said, I wanna ask y'all something. Y'all billions of dollars coming in this state and y'all got people under the bridge. The man said, look, we got a lot of places that will take care of them, but they don't want to follow the rule. So they're under that bridge on their own accord.
Yes, sir.
So I'm saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. The reason a lot of people never step in prosperity, they'd rather be under the bridge.
Yes, sir.
They won't follow the order. They won't. See, is anybody who is not prospering is your fault.
Mm-hmm.
What I said?
Yeah.
Look at that in his voice. For then thou shalt make that way prosper. And then thou shalt have good success. You got to do it.
Yes, sir.
You got to do it because it's already done.
It's already done.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But see, Joseph had to deal with things, but every time he get to another voice, he said he was a prosperous man.
Yes.
God said, I'm working with you. But I can't turn that woman down for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got to turn her down.
Yes, sir.
You got to have enough in you to recognize that's a trap from Satan to keep you from going where I want you to be.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Then there's your company you keep. Mess your prosperity up. Go to Psalm 1. Your company you keep. People you run with. Who you watching on television. What preacher you listen at? See? Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3. You get to the end of that verse, say, whatsoever you do, it shall prosper. Now, that is so powerful. Whatsoever you do, is at that third verse, whatsoever he do, it shall prosper. Whatsoever he do, it shall prosper. This is what these money coming conferences about. It's about financial prosperity. Yes, we're talking about money.
That's right.
Yep.
Right.
What do the supermarket talk about when you go there?
Money.
Huh? What do the doctor talk about? What do the lawyer talk about? What?
Yes, sir.
You don't sit in the seat of the scornful, stand in the way of sinner, those who've not respected God in their first voice, but your delight is in the Lord. He said, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you what?
Desire
of your heart. Now, tell me who up in here, who online tonight, don't want to be out of debt, all your need met? Hmm? Who is it? Look around you and see if you got to see somebody around you and say, I don't want it. Just tell them, get up, please get from around me. The secret of prospering in the soul is love.
Yes, sir.
The secret of prospering in the soul is love. And that's, you know, that's Ephesians 3, 16 through 20, where he says, you got to get some certain things in your soul. But look at that 20th verse. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. The power working in us. Power working in us. Not power working on us. Power working in us. Prosperity is on the inside, and then it comes on the outside.
Yes, sir.
Once you get it straight on the inside, it comes on the outside.
Yes, sir.
Okay. But what happened is it's been reversed. People are trying to get it from the outside, and it's not working.
Yes, sir.
Not working. Not working. Not working. Job was marked by God to prosper.
Yes, sir.
Let me call a few names now. Esther was marked for prosperity. God had different challenges, different ways. Esther, a little slave girl, became a queen.
Yes, sir.
Ruth was marked for prosperity. Ruth wouldn't turn her mother-in-law loose. The other girl left, Oprah left. Ruth said, wherever you go, I'm going. Wherever you die, I'm going to die. But God was trying to get out of Boaz.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
See, prosperity. See, she didn't know what God was doing. She was being faithful, but following direction led her straight to the richest man in the city, Boaz. She became his wife. Scripture laid down for us in Isaiah 1:19. Turn now. I think the Living Bible says, "You only let you help, let me help you, I'll make you rich."
That's right.
If you be willing and obedient, that two words, willing and obedient. No matter what you go through, stand your ground, stay holy, walk right, love God, love people.
Come on,
yes, sir.
If you're willing. How many listen to me tonight? Willing.
Yeah.
Willing and obedient. If you, God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good.
Yep.
If you're willing and obedient, he says, you shall what?
Eat
the good of the land. What do you think that is? Prosperity.
Yes, sir.
In the Living Bible, what does it say in the Living Bible? He said, if you only let me help you,
yep.
If you only obey me, I'll make you rich. Oh, no, Reverend, not rich. That word, you can't be using that word in church, rich. If you will only obey me, you will have plenty to eat. That's another one. That's another Living Bible translation. If you only obey me, if you hear me, obey me, I'll make you rich. That's the old Living Bible, I believe, got that one. I read that one, but you will have plenty to eat. That ain't clear enough for me. He said you make you rich. Because everybody got plenty to eat. You can tell it. And then there's Job 36:11. I start preaching that when I first start preaching, money coming. Job, that's the one? Yeah. If you're willing to obey, you should eat the good land. No. If they obey and serve him, they should spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Well, yeah, Job 36 now. That's another one you need to mark down. Job 36. Now, when I read this verse some years ago, I was surprised that I never had heard it. It's so powerful that it seemed like God, not God. It seemed like men would think God wasn't God with this voice. This voice is so powerful. Prosperity is so important. Wait a minute, make a note of this. Your prosperity is important to God. That's a powerful statement.
Yes.
Your prosperity is important to God, and God will do everything he can to get you there in manifestation. And then you go to manifestation, then God, once you get to manifestation, then God go to demonstration.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
See, manifestation. I mean, you're out of debt, you're blessed, but now God said, I'm going to show you something else you didn't ever seen before.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, as I preach, I'm imparting that to every person under the sound of my voice.
Yes, sir.
And I want God to have all the glory, but I have evidence in my life. I'm not just preaching a prosperity message, a money coming conference. I just want to get some of this off on you by impartation.
Yes, sir.
So I give you the revelation and I give you the applications that I've made over the years to let you know your father wants you to have it. It's not going to happen overnight. You couldn't handle it. I'm glad of everything I've been through.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad I'm married broke.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I stayed with my mom and daddy for 3 or 4 months, broke. Mm-hmm. I bought a mobile home, broke. I kept going look at it, kept going look at the man. I said, I ain't got no money. I kept going look at the man, I said, I'm a finance and just pay the note.
Yes, sir.
Then I bought my parents' old house, broke. Trying to fix it, make it look good, you know, put stuff on it, you know. It never came to be nothing, but I keep working on it. But I've kept preaching. I sat 3-4 hours in front of that house reading that Bible. Mm-hmm. People will stop by and talk with me. I feel the glory.
Yes, sir.
I stayed on the journey.
Yes,
don't give up. Stay on the journey. If you see it in the Word, God will keep His Word. God, what is Isaiah 55:11? Huh? God is not a man that he should lie. If he said he'll make it good, huh? My word won't return to me void. It'll accomplish what I said it out to do. See, in the Bible, loaded with scriptures on abundance, being rich, prosperity, wealth. The Bible loaded with it. Loaded with it. Men read over it, made it turn out to be something else. But there's nothing wrong with having a good life here and there. Jesus said in John 10:10, what he said, thief come down but to steal, kill, and destroy, right? We say, but I am come, not when you get to heaven, that you might have life. The might is in there for a reason.
That's
the might, and you might not. And most people living in the might not.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Because there are certain things you have to do in order to, for it to manifest. You say, what that voice you were talking about? I know you think I forgot. No, I ain't forgot about it. I'm going to give you a statement to go with it. Your prosperity gives God joy and pleasure. So what's the opposite of that?
It makes me sad.
I'd be displeased if Leroy Jr. didn't have a home.
Yes, sir.
I'd be displeased if my grandchildren didn't have nowhere to sleep and couldn't enjoy themselves. I'd be displeased. I'm his father. He's my, what do you think about God?
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So the two verses that I preach until I leave here, Jeremiah 33:9. That's my voice. That's my baby, that partner. Jeremiah 33:9. No, Jeremiah, you didn't write that. Jeremiah 33:9. Say, Jeremiah, he go to smiling.
That's a good
name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'd never be broke another day in my life.
I'll never be broke another day in my life.
The money just keep on coming.
Money just keep on coming.
I'm out of debt.
I'm out of debt.
Right now.
Right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I heard the word.
I heard the word.
I'm just like Joseph.
I'm just like Joseph.
I'm Mark.
I'm Mark.
And I'm going to go through a few things.
I'm going to go through a few.
But I'm going to come out on the other end.
I'm going to come out on the other end.
I'm going to wash my mouth.
Wash my mouth.
Wash my heart.
Wash my heart.
Wash my step.
Wash my step.
I'm coming out just like Joseph.
I'm coming out just like Joseph.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's a place you get. Listen, there's a place you get. There's a place you get. Remember when I went down with Joseph? Let's go back to Joseph. Go back there. I'm just stand up whatever you want. I never got you to the scripture. Jeremiah 33:9, write it down. And Psalm 35:27. But go back to our text in Genesis 29. I'm going to close here somewhere. Genesis 29, 39. I want to tell you that there's a place you get in God that everything you do prosper.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't know, got some city folks listening to me too, but I'm going to say it. I think you can catch on. This is not secondhand information.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This is not just in his book.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
There's a play. See, because Joseph, everything he did prospered.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had made a prosperity journey in trusting God.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Huh? I remember I had quit my job, broke. 2 years later, I'm riding down Highway 30 And the Lord told me, said, call your wife. They think you're living off her check. Tell her quit. Mm-hmm. Now, the average woman said, you out your mind because she knew the bill. You done quit your crazy self, done quit your job. Now you're telling me to quit the only soul? I said, yeah, quit. She followed order, quit.
Yes, sir.
See? So the tests are there for a reason. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
The tests are there for a reason. Don't let the test tell you you're not blessed.
Yep. Yes, sir.
See, use the test to walk to your blessing.
Yes, sir.
You grow. You grow in grace. You grow in prosperity and grace.
Yes,
good
sir.
God Almighty. But Joseph, everything he did prospered. When he got in prison, he prospered. The man put him over everything. There's a place in prosperity. Listen to me. There's a place in prosperity which I have experienced.
Yes, sir.
Everything you do prosper.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Prosperity is about to run you down.
Yes, sir.
Prosperity
is about to run me down.
Tonight, God is surrounding your house.
Yes,
with prosperity.
Yes, sir.
The angels are flying.
Yes.
And to see what they can do to help you get there quicker.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Just like Joseph was faithful, I want you to stay faithful. Mm-hmm. Money comes to the body of Christ. It's prophetic. It's from God. I heard it out of God's mouth.
Yes, sir.
And it's on my life.
Yes, sir.
And I give him the glory. Mm-hmm. He did it.
He did.
But I had to work with him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I want to talk about partnership for your prosperity. Being partnership with God. God said, I'm not going to do it by myself.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Now, I'm talking about the manifestation.
Right.
It's already done.
Right.
But I'm not going to manifest it by myself, because if you mess around and get it without participation, it'll destroy you.
Yes, sir.
Are you following?
Yes, sir.
All right, Junior, my final place to close. I'm just teaching tonight. Sit down a moment. God have made it possible for you to understand and release your prosperity marking. You mark, right?
Yes, sir.
God have made it possible for you to understand and to release your prosperity marking. Mm-hmm. Two words I use there. Understand, possible, and understand, and release. You got them? Yes, just like Joseph, Abram was marked for prosperity. Not only that, God said to him, I'm mocking everybody for prosperity that connect to you.
Yes, sir.
Genesis chapter 12.
Yes, sir.
He's marked for it. Mm-hmm. He said, who bless you, I'm going to bless them.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Connection, yes, sir.
Solomon activated the marking of prosperity. When God asked him what he wanted, he didn't say, I want prosperity. He said, I want wisdom so I can know how to carry out the mission you give me. When God heard that, see, that's a secret. See, that's seek ye first the kingdom of God. Yeah. And it's right and all these things. You see, don't put the cart before the horse. Don't go to seeking stuff. See, Solomon said that. God said, what? What'd you say? He said, he didn't ask for $1 million. He said, I want some wisdom so I can know how to deal with your people. God said, because you said that, I'm going to make you the richest man in the world. Get that. Understand that. You can't go after it.
Yes, sir.
Again, I want to, Ruth was marked for prosperity and by obedience was led straight to her prosperity. We read that Joshua was given the secret of marking yourself for prosperity there in Joshua 1:8. The secret, now y'all get this now, the secret of marking yourself for prosperity is Joshua 1:8, Psalm 1, 1 through 3. You mark, I marked myself with those voices. I marked myself. I marked myself with those voices. With those voices.
Yes, sir.
God have marked you for prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Keep planting prosperity truth in your soul. 3 John 2. Now let me close reading these things about Joseph. I want to close because Joseph was the main character in this teaching tonight. I want to read again in the 39th chapter of Genesis, the second verse, and the Lord was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. See, once prosperity that comes, you can't hide it. I mean, it's not stuff. It's just people see you. They just know you got it.
Yes, sir.
And that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Now, the secret of reading the Bible like this, when you go through that, you underline that. See, you underline where he said, and the Lord was with Joseph and made, he was a prosperous man. You underline that. And you go back and you meditate that. You meditate that till God speak to you about it. Then in the third verse, and Matthew saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. You underline that. You underline, you claim that. God gonna make everything prosper in my hand. You claim that. You see, Joseph found the grace and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now look in the 20th verse of that same opening. And Joseph master took him and put him into prison, a place where the king prisoner was bound, and he was there in the prison. Now look at verse 21, in prison. Some of y'all are financially in prison now. But listen to what the Lord says tonight. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. What I'm saying, what I'm trying to say, I'm trying to close, I'm trying to let you know,
yes, sir,
that on this journey, sometimes it's going to look like you're in prison.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got to shift back and say, the Lord with me.
Yes,
see,
sir.
He going to cause me to prosper.
Yes, sir.
All I got to hold on and be obedient. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
see, Joseph could have fell for that woman. Mm-hmm. She was a good looking woman. Probably smelled good. She had money, a lot of money. You know, but there's four kind of women, you know. As a whole, she wants some money.
Yes, sir.
As a whole, no, a whole wants sex. She don't want money, she just wants some sex. As a prostitute, she wants some money. Who's the other one? That's the last one. That's a whole prostitute. Oh, a wife. If a man got a wife, you got a good wife, you'll be happy. She's supposed to be for you, the wife.
Yes,
then the prostitute, she want money, and the whore just want sex. But the dangerous one is that adulteress. She want a kingdom. That's why so many preachers fall. They don't know what this stupid stuff. They fall because she want the church.
Yes, sir.
She adorn herself. She'll dress just like your wife. And try to smell what kind of perfume she got on. Put the same one on.
Yes, sir.
She'll change her hairstyle to look just like your wife.
Wow.
She don't want you. She want God's kingdom.
Yes, sir.
So you got to watch all that,
yes,
in order while you're going, all right? Yes. Let me try to close. Oh, have mercy. 23. Let's see. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that was in prison, and whatever he did there, he was to do of it. The 23rd verse, the keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was on his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did. Now you see, underline this, the Lord made it to prosper. Now you've seen the word prosper many times there. It's very important. Now, I wouldn't be just, it wouldn't be fair tonight in this Money Coming Conference if I wouldn't take you to the 41st chapter. And I just want to look at a few verses. The 37th verse. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
41, 37. This is, you said, looked like he wasn't going to make it, right? Joseph went to a lot of, look at it, in the 37th verse, and Joseph had revealed that dream back to the magician. None of them couldn't reveal it. God had him reveal it to him, and look what happened. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes, verse 37, in the eyes of all his servant. And Pharaoh said unto his servant, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? The Spirit of God is in you.
Yes.
In me.
Yes, sir. In me. Yes, sir.
Listen. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for much as God have showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, over the big man house. And according to thy word, shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I've set thee over all the land. Now, I thought he was in prison. See, you think you're in prison. Now, see, most of our prosperity delay, we did it ourselves. See, when you try to be prosperous on the outside before you hook up with the inside, you just create debt. I did it. I've done that. Create debt, buy stuff, just buy stuff. I got out of debt one time, got back in debt. See, I can mortgage this. Look, this thing ain't got nothing on it. Get me some money. Stupid. See, you know why I got out of debt and got back in debt? I got out on the outside by working with principal. Man said, pay some what? Principal payment. We paid them principal payment, paid them principal payment. You jump a lot of interest when you do that. So we finally paid the house off. All right? So now we're out of debt. So now we had a first step to going into prosperity because now we're out of debt. We're right back in debt. Why? Because we didn't have it on the inside.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See? So a lot of people I'm talking tonight got outside prosperity on their mind. You want to have inside prosperity. Once you get inside prosperity, and Joshua 1:8 help you, and meditate, once you do that, you'll never go down again. But you cannot define prosperity from the outside. Because you got so many camouflaged people driving around them cars, them Lexus and all them big old cars. They had broke at the 10th commandment that Moses dropped and took a sledgehammer, hit some more. Because they have not been instructed properly that once you get it from the inside, when you got it now, you're ready to buy somebody else a house.
Yes, sir.
You're ready to help somebody get somebody else a car. You're ready to do somebody's thing. God, whatever you want me to do. Yes. See, if you get it otherwise. Mm-hmm. See, let me close. Pick up all these big checks.